The cube is again a pretty good one of Gospel and AM FRM, according to my notes. So that indeed seems to be the case. That's the AM FRM and TVB set up there. And this is a fairly organized movie taking action where somebody came in with a clacker. And in the background there, you can see on that table there was another display, a remoted display, and here it is. That's the Gnomon, and here it is moving around to the calibration positions. And it didn't take it too long to find that thing and position that triangle and do what it had to do. Now it has it flip it around, and now it's going to put it back up on the onto the magnetic thing. It's doing it pretty slowly for some reason. Normally did it faster than that, I think. Okay, now there it's coming in range of the magnetic holder. Ka-chunk, it goes onto the holder, then the gripper releases and the things to, that's another cute thing it did. It noticed that it's kind of adjusted it. After it had it on there, it did another little push on it, so that moves it away. So next time when it comes in to catch it, it's not a critical thing that it might hit it at the wrong place. Yeah. Okay, so now it's calibrated. Now let's see what's going on. No, apparently we're going to take another take. This guy is just a cameraman or something. I don't know him. But sitting on its stand over here, we can see this other monitor, and that monitor is just slave to the 340, and basically with that you can look to see where it's looking, where the program is looking, and you know whether the right thing is happening or a reasonable thing is happening or something. Okay, so it's found a cube and it's moved over and put it down. And let's see, it builds a tower. Now let's see, was this Eastlake? That looks like it might have been. Yes, that is Eastlake, Donald Eastlake, who is just lending a hand for this demonstration. But Donald Eastlake was also around the lab and kind of wrote better than most of us, so he had a tendency to write documents and memos and stuff. And okay, and here is more building stacks and doing one thing another, and that's Eastlake. And here's still more frotzing around with cubes, and that's that, and that's that. Okay, now, yeah, this display in the background is one of these HP displays. So that's a random access display, quite fast deflection. It's slave to the 340, so we can see that it has the same picture as the 340. Its spot size is not nearly as good as the 340. As a result of this magnifier technology that HP had, the spot wasn't too good to focus. But other than that, it was much cheaper and much less heavy so forth. Oh, wow. Now, what do we got here? This is this some kind of a calibration thing? I think that may be a scan across, and that's just the intensity as we encounter various cubes and stuff, edges. So that's a fairly complex scene of blocks. I think we're just taking a horizontal scan, and as we encounter various edges, we have a transition in the intensity, and then it goes until it gets to the next edge and so forth. I think that looks like what that might be. I don't know if that's what that actually is. That's right at the end of the clip. Okay, so that's 80. Okay, now we're ready for 81.